You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're starting the show today with a roundup of news from around Silicon Valley. From Facebook's new privacy features to Uber's worker policies, the tech companies in our backyard are changing the way people around the world live every day. So I talked to someone who can give us an update on what's going on in Silicon Valley and what should be on our radars. Rex Crum is senior business editor at the San Jose Mercury News and Bay Area News Group, and he joined me to talk tech. So let's start off with, well, I'm talking to you on an iPhone. You're recording on an iPhone. There's some iPhone news. What is that?
Well, the iPhone news we have is that Apple reported its fiscal first quarter results, which actually covered the fourth quarter of 2019. And what they show is a big comeback for the iPhone. You might recall about a year ago, Apple released a very rare revenue warning ahead of time before it gave its first quarter results. And that was a big deal because that covers the holiday quarter, which is typically Apple's biggest business period of the year. And, you know, sales weren't what they were supposed to be or what they were hoping for. iPhone sales were down or not doing as well. And in this last quarter, they can thank the iPhone 11, the slate of new iPhone 11s that came out, for helping the company get back on track. I mean, Apple reported almost $92 billion in revenue. So just let that number sink in for a minute. For 3 months,
wow,
they sold $92 billion worth of stuff. And iPhone revenue was almost $56 billion worth of that.
So let's go then to Mountain View and not Google, but 23andMe.
Oh, yes.
You reported that the DNA testing market is declining, and then what's going on with 23andMe?
I think what we're seeing is, again, you know, the market is going down a bit because some of the novelty of this is probably worn off a bit. You know, people really got into this stuff at first, whether it was through 23andMe or Ancestry.com or some of the other options out there. Those are the two big ones that everybody knows about. And 23andMe, of course, gets a lot of attention because the CEO of the company, she's the ex-wife of Google founder Sergey Brin, and, you know, they've done a lot of publicity. They've been out there. People know the name, and they've touted their testing as, you know, a way of, you know, if not necessarily predicting, but giving you some idea of what some health issues you might be susceptible to down the road. But, you know, these kits cost money, and they cost, you know, maybe if you'll get them on sale for $60 at some time, but they usually cost upwards of $100 or more. And, you know, it is a luxury expense in a way. You know, it's you spit into a tube, you send it off, and it's done. It's not like you have a product in front of you that you're still using. And, you know, it's neat information to find out about yourself, but I think, you know, some of the fad is worn off about it.
And there were some privacy issues too, right?
Yeah, because I think anything involving anybody that's got some kind of tie to Google or social media, however you want to put it, and you get information like this that can go out. People are, you know, some people are afraid that, well, you've got my DNA. You know, you can learn things about me, and what might you do with this? Are you going to sell it to somebody? Am I going to start seeing, you know, ads online directed at me based on what my DNA said? So we're in this, it's still like early days for this type of technology, and people aren't really sure, you know, how it's going to work out and what's going to remain private and what they can keep of themselves to stay private.
What kind of cuts were made at 23andMe? How many?
About 100. So, I mean, it's not a lot of people in the grand scheme of things, but for the company, you know, it's still, you know, it's significant and noteworthy.
Yeah. Speaking of social media, Facebook has got, as you report, a new privacy feature. Tell us about that.
Facebook is constantly in the headlines over its users' data and what it's doing with your data and your personal information. And, you know, why is it when I go look at an ad for, say, a ski park online at a different site, I come over to Facebook and, oh, that ad or that park is being, you know, an ad for that's being shown to me right here.
It's right there.
Yeah, these companies, they work with Facebook to get information, know how to target ads at you. Well, Facebook has this new privacy feature, and it has the really succinct name of Off Facebook Activity. That's the name of the tool, as it's called. And basically, it's a way for you to clear your history so that you know, other advertisers can't necessarily track you online, or Facebook can't send your information out for you to be tracked on other websites.
Is it easy to find this and to make the adjustment if you want to? Is it easy to find?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have not personally done it myself yet just because I've been too busy. But
usually those things are buried pretty deep.
Yeah, you need to go. Usually you need to go to things like your own information, your ad controls, turn off different options, different buttons, if you will. So yeah, you might have to hunt around a little bit before you can actually find this and make use of it.
I need it, that's for sure. So what else are you following right now? What do you think people should be keeping an eye on?
One thing that was interesting this month is Uber, which is battling the new AB5 law about freelancers.
And contractors.
Yeah, contractors. And they are doing a testing program at three different airports in the state of California. One is at Sacramento, where they're allowing some drivers to set their own fares. So, if you ever use Uber, you put in, your destination, you put in where you are, and then Uber tells you, okay, it's going to cost this much. Uber is letting some drivers at airports with rides from those airports set their own fares up to, I believe, they can do it up to five times the original price, and they can do it in 10% increments. So it's not like a free-for-all, but it does potentially set the stage for, almost like an auction of these driver's fares. And, Uber wants to do this to say, our drivers are not, they don't work for us. They have the right to do their own things. We are just the technology provider, platform provider. And again, it gets back to the AB5 law with contractors. So I think this is something that's going to be worth keeping an eye on for a while. And, if Uber ends up spreading out this test or going to other areas, we'll see what happens when people start having to go into drivers with bidding wars, say, for their fares.
All right, Rex Crum, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Rex Crum writes for the San Jose Mercury News and Bay Area News Group. You can follow his reporting on Twitter at Rex